So I learned pretty early on in the economics class about business in high school that there's one of those important life lessons. There's no such thing as a free lunch, or there's no free meal in life. Meaning in our world, everything costs something. And the only thing that is free is actually not from our world. That's called grace. That's from God. Supernatural. Grace is the only thing that is free. God's grace given freely in Jesus Christ.
我喺读高中嗰阵时有一堂课系基督徒经济学，有一个好重要嘅金句就系话冇五费嘅午餐。呢个意思即系话喺呢个世界上所有嘅嘢都要付出代价，但系神嘅恩典系免费嘅，系来自神，又唔系嚟自呢个世界。神嘅恩典喺耶稣里面白白咁赐俾我哋。
We realize, of course, as Christians, that grace has a cost, a huge cost. Grace costs God everything. God the Father, who gave his own son, Jesus, to die for our salvation. And grace, you might have heard, can be broken down like this. G, grace, God's R, riches at C, Christ's expense, or God's riches at Christ's expense.
我哋认识到恩典系有代价嘅，成本系非常之大。恩典嘅成本系上帝赐下自己嘅儿子耶稣为我哋嘅救恩而死。你可能听见过恩典呢个名词，恩典就系上帝丰富嘅礼物，系以基督为代价。
As Martin Luther puts it in the Small Catechism, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, purchased and won for us salvation, not with gold or silver or a credit card, but with his holy, innocent, precious body and blood, his innocent suffering and death, that we would be his own, that we would live under him in his kingdom, his rule, serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness.
例如马丁路德喺佢嘅答案小册子上讲，耶稣基督上帝嘅独生子唔系用金钱买俾我哋嘅，或者用信用卡嚟攞出嚟嘅，而系用佢纯洁宝贵嘅血、无辜嘅痛苦同埋死亡得嚟嘅。愿我哋住喺佢自己嘅国度，服侍佢永远的义。
The book of Ephesians in the New Testament puts it like this, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of your own doing. It is the gift or the work of God, not the result of our works, so that no one may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we would walk in them.
以弗所书第喺新约第二章第八到第十节，你们得救本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我哋原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里做成的，为叫我们行善。
We are saved by God's grace given freely in Jesus Christ, and we're created for good works, doing good for God and for everyone. Jesus says to love and give to others as I love and give to you.
行咗善事，做好事，为上帝，为每一个人。耶稣对我哋说：我怎样爱你们，你们也要互相相爱。
This is not easy, you know, in our world where things cost money and time costs in hours. It can be a challenge to love everyone. To give as Jesus loves and gives. Living grace takes a lot out of us. There's the challenge of caring for those close to us as well. It takes a lot of resources, a lot of ourselves. a lot for our loved ones to love in Jesus. Living this grace in this world is costly.
要好似耶稣咁样去爱每一个人，并非容易。可能有啲难度，要照顾我哋生活最亲嘅人，同埋爱佢要付出好多，用耶稣嘅爱付出恩典，对我哋嚟讲系好昂贵。So
I give you an example of this costly grace. I remember when I was training to be a pastor many years ago, I visited a member in the hospital. His wife was in intensive care. He was the husband to his wife for many, many years, and he was at her bedside. He wouldn't move. He wanted to be near his wife in the hospital. You know, he was fulfilling the commandment of marriage, right? To be there in sickness and in health. And one of the blessings of marriage, and there are many, is that you promise to be there for each other in times like this. And he was there for his wife, holding her hand, remaining at her side.
我记得喺几年前，我去实习成为一个牧师。我跟住去呢个医院去探访一个老病人。佢呢个老病人系一个重症嘅房里边ICU。佢个丈夫坐喺佢身边，佢紧紧咁握住佢个太太嘅手，喐都唔敢喐，只系谂揸住揸紧时间同佢个妻子一齐。
And yet this was costly grace or love. This grace took a toll on him. When I visited, I could see this. He was tired. He was incoherent. He wouldn't leave even to sleep. He was hungry. Going to collapse in exhaustion.
但系呢一种爱喺呢一种恩典对佢造成好大嘅伤害。我睇见佢当其时佢好疲倦，佢又好怕佢太太离开，佢唔敢去瞓觉，亦都唔敢去食饭，仲讲嘢仲语无伦次，筋疲力尽，体力透支。
Finally, I had to gently but firmly insist as a young man to a much older man that I would be there with his wife in his place, that I would hold her hand and that he should go eat and take a rest. And I remember telling him, you can't help her if you don't have anything to give yourself. You can't give what you don't have.
我仲话俾你知，如果你净系坐喺度，乜嘢都唔食，咁样样对你个太太冇咩帮助。我话我睇住你个太太，你可以去休息一下。跟住佢一边食一边喺度打下我。The
Bible says we are called to bear one another's burdens. We're called this in marriage, but also God forms congregations for this purpose, right? To be there, as the Bible says, three is stronger than two, that God can work in all of us to care for one another, bearing burdens. Caregiving, though, is costly. And caregivers are sometimes at higher risk than those who receive the care. It can be all-consuming. It can cost you everything. And Jesus knows this and knows this costly grace and care. And he knows that our salvation, our power to love, our power to care, cost Jesus everything.
正如圣经所说，凡劳苦担当的人可以到我这里来，我就使你方式去照顾自己身边嘅人，承担更高嘅风险。护理病人可能耗尽好多精力，照顾忘归，佢可能让你一世，可能要付出一切嘅代价。
All of this is getting ready for us to hear again our gospel reading, right? About Jesus feeding 5,000. Today, Jesus is with his disciples in our reading, his followers, his fellow caregivers. They're worn out. They've been giving and giving and giving. And Jesus has sent out his disciples and gave them power to heal and gave them words to give to others, to give care. And for many, our reading says today, are coming and going. The crowds are there, just like outside here on Worth Street. There is no time to rest. They're exhausted. Caregiving can be all-consuming.
他们根本没有时间去休息，他们根本没有时间去休息。
Jesus gently but firmly insists in the Gospel of Matthew that the disciples go away by themselves, away from those in need for a little while to rest. Right? You can't give what you don't have. You need that strength. And if you've got nothing but hunger and fatigue, or if you're running on empty, you're headed for a crash. And Jesus knows this. And so he guides them.
引導他的門徒，叫他離開，要休息一下。如果你肚餓和疲勞，就乜嘢都冇，你持續空虛地奔跑，你走向崩潰。Caring
for others, for loved ones, even for strangers, that's not an option for us as Christians. And Jesus makes this clear, right? In the commandment, we are to love God and love our neighbors with all that we've got.
作為一個基督徒，關心他人、愛他人，無論係陌生人、係親人，對我哋嚟講係冇一種選擇。耶穌非常清楚咁點明，我哋要愛上帝，用我哋所有一切愛我哋嘅鄰舍。
Jesus knows that this love costs a lot. So he not only cares for those in need of care, he also cares for those who give care, the caregivers. And this is important, as Jesus says, love others, right? As you love yourself. And real love or of self is not narcissism or thinking of ourselves more than we should. Real love, Jesus teaches us, is taking care of ourselves, so that we can take care of others. And this takes maturity in grace and practice to realize.
耶稣为我们付出好大的代价，他不单止关心我们需要的人，而且还会关心那些去照顾需要的人。耶稣说，爱别人就像爱自己。我不是说叫你有自恋狂。
I once heard it put like this. To be a child means to be fed. To be an adolescent or a teenager means to feed yourself. But to be an adult means to feed yourself and then learn to feed others.
我曾經聽見過有人這樣說，做孩子嬰兒意味著被人餵奶，年青的人就意味著不用人餵，成年人意味著養活自己和養活其他人。This
happens every time you fly, you get the same message, right? If the cabin loses pressure, oxygen masks will fall. You hear this every time you fly. And what do they say? They say, if you're traveling with someone, put your own mask on first, then help someone else do that. You can't give what you don't got. And why do they say that? Because I'm sure what happened is someone didn't do that and wasn't able to help their loved one. Puts everyone at risk. Jesus puts it, love others as you love yourself.
声音就是说要先戴好你的口罩，然后才跟其他人戴口罩。但是很多人把自己的口罩 先帶起俾嗰啲細蚊仔，然之後到自己。我哋係要處理好自己嘅安全，然之後照顧其他人，唔應該擺自己喺危險之中。
This maturity or being an adult in Jesus means we learn to feed ourselves so that we can feed others, or we care for ourselves to care for others. We know our limitations, but we use that to love in reasonable ways and real ways.
成熟的恩典意味着我们在耶稣里面成为成年人，我们是养活自己同埋可以养活其他人。我们能够知道自己的能力是有限，这样我们才能够真正讲去爱。
So sometimes, even like with the disciples in our gospel reading today, even good disciples, we need to be reminded, like that of the good husband I helped many years ago, that we need to rest and receive care so that we can give care. And real love of self is taking care of ourselves so we can take care of others. Or you can't give what you don't have.
在我们今天的福音阅读书，门徒们追随者同埋照顾者需要被提醒，好似有几年前我在医院见到那个好丈夫咁一样，要需要休息。真正的爱是要照顾好自己，咁样你就可以照顾到其他人。连自己都搞唔掂，又点样去帮别人呢？
Our rest is ultimately found in Jesus, who feeds us again from his table here, the Lord's Supper. He gives us more care, more power, more strength so that we can care for others. That's part of our gospel reading today. But the other part is that there are more crowds. There's more people. They find Jesus. This is the pattern of following Christ. We receive care in order to give care.
我们的安息最终可以在耶稣那里找到。哪一个在耶稣的餐台上面给我们更多的信心，更多的希望？他一次又一次地疏远我们，关心和爱我们。在我们今天的福音阅读会发生什么呢？更多的人群，更多的需要照顾人，更多的关怀去接受，更多的开始去疏远。
The disciples in our reading are again overwhelmed. There's a great crowd there with Jesus. It's late in the day. They want to send the crowd away. They can buy themselves something to eat. Don't you know what things cost here in the city? What does Jesus say? Well, you don't send them away. Give them something to eat. Jesus asks them, what do they got or what do they have?
耶稣的门徒再次不知所措，已经好夜啦，咁佢哋想叫嗰啲人走，咁耶稣就话唔好叫佢哋走啊，咁你要俾啲嘢佢哋食先得噶。咁如果你俾啲乜嘢嘢佢哋，你又得到啲乜嘢呢？
Shall we go and buy enough food for all these people? Jesus, the disciples say, look, our pockets are empty. The disciples wonder, how many loaves do you have? Jesus asks, what do you have? No more excuses. Oh, we've got 5. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Stale loaves all day out there with Jesus. Fish probably stunk by then. That's enough for Jesus, right? What does he do in the story? He multiplies.
咁我哋要买到买系咪要买成千上万嘅人嘅食物呢？耶稣个门徒就好惊讶咁问耶稣啦。不过我哋冇钱喎，我数嚟数去，我哋就得五块饼两条鱼。咁耶稣话：咁你可以拎嗰啲鱼同埋饼嚟俾我，我就可以充足咁样样喂饱我哋所有嘅人，得到满足。
The Lord is my shepherd, right? We shall not want. It's one of the first verses I learned from the Bible. What do we have to give? Whenever we face the seemingly impossible, giving, caring, being there for others, we start with what we have. And we let Jesus multiply that.
耶和華是我的牧者，我不要，我們得到什麼呢？每當我們面對看似不可能跟隨耶穌的問題時，出於關懷愛，從我們擁有的一切都讓耶穌本真咁俾我們。
What do we have or what do we got? God wants us to look at and evaluate our lives. The love, the power, the forgiveness, the hopes of Jesus. We have many blessings, money, time, abilities. Think of all that we have. How can we let Jesus multiply it, even if it's small?
我们得到什么呢？耶稣的爱、能力、宽裕和盼望，我们有祝福、有金钱、有时间、有能力。我们怎样让耶稣将我们所有的恩典赐给我们，有无穷的咁多？
When we give what we've got, God takes what we've got and makes it a lot.
当我们得到的东西，上帝就拿走了我们所有的东西。我们让上帝变得有multiple，即是重格重咁样样，俾我们众多嘅嘢。
This is what we do every Sunday. We take wine and bread. We take a little bit. Jesus makes it his body and blood. It multiplies into grace upon grace, the ordinary into the extraordinary. When we give an offering, right? We give to God what we've received and God multiplies that in peace in our lives. God takes what we've got and he makes a lot.
呢啲就係我哋點解我哋每個禮拜攞啲酒同埋餅去紀念耶穌嘅身體同埋寶血。我哋係將平凡變做非平凡。當我哋獻祭時，我哋奉獻我哋所有嘅一切俾上帝，上帝攞走我哋嘅擁有，佢將佢所有嘅嘢變得更多。
As Christians, we should always realize that there's more than enough to go around. We're not mentality of scarcity. We should be a mentality of multiplication. That's how grace works. Happiness flows from this life and attitude of receiving and giving. And we are called to be givers, caregivers, givers in many ways. But to always realize that God cares deeply for us. Summer is a good time to hear this lesson, I think, to be remembered again of God's grace. The pace is a little slower, the weather a little nicer. The care of Jesus is renewed in us.
有好多嘢係可以因為我哋有嘅嘢喺耶穌基督裏面，我哋係會有好足夠嘅嘢。 唔單止淨係啱啱救世，而且仲有好豐盛嘅態人生俾咗我哋。咁幸福源於今生同埋態度接受同埋給予。我哋被呼召成為照顧者，但要意識到上帝深深咁關懷我哋。夏天再次記住呢一點嘅好時機，節奏放慢一啲，天氣會更好一啲。
This is our formula of grace. It makes a happy life. When we give what we got, God takes what we got, and God makes a lot.
我哋恩典嘅公式就等于幸福嘅生活。当我哋付出咗更多，上帝拿走我哋所有嘅拥有。
佢將我哋嘅擁有變得更多。